In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. we're going to speak about characteristics of a Muslim wife.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Sunday, is the 15th of Jamadi Uthani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we bless this moment. We listen to chapter Ar-Rum, verse 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A spouse must be the cause of peace, not the cause of agitation and anxiety. The aim of marriage is not often only satisfying the sexual instinct, but the aim is mostly reaching to a spiritual and bodily tranquility. This holy verse refers to another part of the extroversive verses which are in a stage after the creation of man. However, this tranquility is from the point of both body and spirit, and from the point of both individual and social.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
Remember, we follow characteristics of a Muslim wife. Yes, these days men want a perfect Muslim wife. A Muslim wife want perfect husbands, but nobody can be flawless. Maybe at some event, but not constantly. A Muslim wife can endeavor to be astounding, for whom the spouse can hardly wait to return home and who will cheerfully boast to his companions and colleagues. It's very near great, right? The way into a cheerful and fruitful marriage is unfenced communication and understanding each other's requirements, which is quite tricky, particularly on hard days. A Muslim man and Muslim wife need to speak with one another and endeavor to understand each other at all times. We usually think if a man is in a problem, he will deal with it because he's a man. But for a Muslim wife, it tends to be something similar for women. Likewise, women out to get across the man's perspective to improve as a spouse.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear and sisters around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show. This is Ali, and inshallah I will be with you with the topic that we are going to pause and discuss. That is the characteristics of a Muslim lady, a Muslim woman. In this show, we try to mention some of the characteristics of that noble lady. Lady Fatima Salam al-Aliha was a model for all the humanity, men and women. The second characteristic of this great and noble lady of Islam is her fear of the Day of Judgment. Lady Fatima Salam al-Aliha was worried about the Day of Judgment, the Doomsday, and its difficulty, and asked her honorable father many questions about how the humans are going to be resurrected and the state of the Day of Judgment. When verse 44 of Surah Al-Hijr was revealed to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Holy Prophet cried heavenly, and his companions also cried because of the Prophet's crying, and no one knew the reason for the Prophet's crying. And the companions knew that the Prophet was happy to see Fatima. So they went to Fatima's house and informed her. Fatima got upset when she heard this news. When Fatima came to the Prophet, she said, "Oh dear father, what has troubled you?" The Prophet recited to her what Jibreel had revealed to him. Fatima salamu alayhi wa sallam fell face down in fear while saying, "Woe to the one who enters hell."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life.
Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time. Among the characteristics of a Muslim wife, we reach good manners. Yes, someone with a good nature and good manners will naturally treat their partner well. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has said, "If you find a boy whose akhlaq, whose ethics and manners, is good and who follows the faith properly, give your daughter in marriage to him. If matches are made without considering the aspects of akhlaq and faith, it will cause mischief and disturbance in the Islamic society." The first measure of a woman's character is how she treats those around her. Observe how she is with others. Does she treat his parents with respect? Note how she interacts with people of different age, race, or status. Is constantly kind and passionate. Watch out for any red flags which may point to a bad temper. This is today's special. We're speaking about common rights and responsibilities of a Muslim wife, and one of them is attracting the attentions of one's spouse. Husbands and wives must observe each other's desires and cleanliness, clothing, the style of their hair and beard. Islam advises women at home to apply cosmetics and adorn themselves for their husbands, wear their best clothes, be neat and clean, and apply fragrant perfumes. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has declared, "A woman came to the Prophet of Allah and asked, 'What are the rights of a husband regarding his wife?' He replied, Her duty is to perfume herself with the best scenting of her perfumes, and to dress in the nicest of her attires, and adorn herself with the finest of her adornments, and thus offer herself to her husband morning and night, and more than these are his rights regarding her.
Marriage involves sacrifice. And many of our youth these days, they're not willing to sacrifice. Marriage, just like any other institution, requires sacrifice. Look at education, for example. The institution of education, does it not require sacrifice? It's good for you. It's necessary for you to succeed. But it requires sacrifice. When you go into education, you don't expect to be treated like a king and chill and have it good for the rest of your life. No. It requires that you are dedicated, you work hard, you sacrifice, and in the end, you benefit. Marriage is the same. It's an institution that requires you to be responsible, to work hard, to sacrifice, then you will benefit. Some of our youth, they have a wrong understanding of what marriage is. Marriage is an institution that is based on sacrifice, and we must see it as such. We must get married for the right reasons. And number one, we have to be married for the sake of God, to achieve the satisfaction of the Almighty God. We should never isolate the spiritual incentive. Yes, marriage offers many benefits, psychological benefits, physical benefits, social benefits, financial benefits. Well, I don't know about that one. It does give many benefits. You know, they once... There was a group of women, they were discussing their problems and how they got married. One of them said, "I made my husband a millionaire." So the other one, her friend says, "You know, that's amazing. What's the secret? How did you do it?" She says, "Before we got married, he was a billionaire, and now he's a millionaire." But it does come with a financial incentive. Married couples are financially more well off than unmarried couples. Because it makes you more responsible, more focused, and you make a better living.
That is an important topic to discuss. So inshallah, we follow and learn more about it. So we meet you soon. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends. And today we present you a thought-provoking saying from Imam Muhammad Taqi, peace upon him, the 9th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He who listens to the one who calls is actually serving him. If the caller was God's representative, he is then serving God. If the caller was the Satan's representative, he is then serving the Satan.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This beautiful hadith is about a very important topic, a topic which is central to the Islamic worldview, and it's very important in Islamic ethics, and that is the fear of Allah. You know, we know that many verses, many hadiths have been related regarding the fear of Allah, about taqwa, or makhafatullah, to put it in other words. If there's no difference between the two, there might be some subtle difference between the two. We don't want to go into that. But in general, we know that this fear of Allah is the sole criteria for the nobility and superiority and virtue of a human being in the eyes of Islam. There's a famous verse in the Holy Quran, which you all have heard, which says that the most noble of you are the most pious of you. Inna akramakumullah indallah atqakum. The most noble of you, the most virtuous of you, according to God, in God's eyes, is the one who is the most pious. The famous verse of the Holy Quran. Right? And, you know, many virtues, many beautiful effects have been mentioned for the fear of God. In this beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions the caution against fearing other than Allah. Right. So not only is fear of Allah a virtue, but the fear of somebody besides Allah is a vice, and it has very bad repercussions in this world and also in the hereafter. Let's look at this beautiful hadith together and see what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. The Prophet said, Allah does not empower anyone over man except whom he fears. So if somebody fears another human being, or fears not even another human being, a power, something, like for example, he might be afraid of dying, he might be afraid of disease or of poverty, anything. If somebody becomes fearful of him, God Almighty will empower that thing or that person over this human being. And there won't be any way to escape from it. The Prophet, in continuation, he says, if man was to fear none but Allah, Allah would not allow anyone else to dominate him other than himself. If somebody was to fear only God, only fear Allah, nobody could dominate him. The only person in charge of this person would be God himself. And obviously, when God is in charge and takes care of a servant, right, the affairs of the servant come to order, you know, they become rectified, and the person achieves felicity in this world and the hereafter. In continuation, the Prophet said, Man is not assigned to anyone except him in whom he places his hope. And if he hopes in none but Allah, he will not be assigned to anyone other than him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at caution against fearing other than Allah in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International Schools, Brother Fawad Haider, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. So, I really welcome you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. How
are you fine?
Yes.
Yes, Fawad? Hassan?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So, brothers, the same as our previous sessions, inshallah, today we will have two of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 207 and 208. And we'll talk about these two verses shortly, we'll explain, and then we'll, inshallah, go recite and practice these two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah with Tajweed rules. All right? So, if you're ready, let's everyone first listen to the recitation of these two verses. Let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa minan nasi man yashri nafsahu ibtigha'a mardatillah. Wallahu ra'ufum bil 'ibad. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffah wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan innahu lakum 'aduwwum mubin.
That was great. That was great. Nice recitation. I will be now reciting, inshallah, okay? You will be repeating after me, all right?
Yes.
So, listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, if you're listening right now and you're with us, please hold your Quran, turn to page
32,
verses 207 and 208 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's go on.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ
وَاللَّهُ رَءُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ
وَاللَّهُ رَءُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا في السلم كافة
يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة
ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان
ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان
إنه لكم عدو مبين
إنه لكم عدو مبين
أحسنتم. MashaAllah, Allah bless you, inshallah. So, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. So, among the people, okay, there are some of the people, okay, who actually sell their soul, okay, sell themselves, okay. That means they sacrifice themselves, okay? They sacrifice themselves for what? For seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty. To satisfy Allah Almighty. They want the rida of Allah, okay? They want the pleasure of Allah Almighty. So what our shuhada do, actually. Yes, what our imams did. This ayah was sent when the story of Laylatul Mubit happened. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, okay, he was inviting people to Islam, yes? And the mushrikeen, the pagans of Mecca, the tribes, okay, 40 tribes, okay, they gathered together and they said that each tribe must send one person, okay? So this become like 40 people. So these 40 people should go and attack the Prophet and kill him while he's sleeping at night in bed. And the story you might know, okay, that that night, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew this, okay, by revelation, and talked to Imam Ali alayhi salam as well. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, I will sleep in your bed and you leave Mecca. So Imam Ali alayhi salam slept in his bed, okay, and this ayah was sent, okay, that وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. They are among the people, they are those who sacrifice themselves, okay, to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Yes, this ayah is sent that time. Okay, was sent that time. So, about the explanation of this ayah, inshallah, I refer to the Tafasir book. There are a lot of good points about this ayah. And also in the next ayah we have, Allah Almighty says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. That, O people, gather, okay, all of you, enter, what? With submission, enter to silm. Silm means peace, it means salama, it means a healthy society. Actually, silm here also, it means and we should gather everyone under the imama, under the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam. Okay? وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow the footpath, the steps of Satan, okay? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. So there are good points, explanations about these verses. I really want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, to learn more. Okay? Now, what we mean, actually, our main topic in our classes is the Tajweed rules. So we will go to the Tajweed rules, inshallah. Practically, we will practice these two verses with the Tajweed rules.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min faydi dhiya ayatul mawla.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, Fawad, Hassan and Hussein, are you ready for the Tajweed rules?
Yes.
So I will just normally read once. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. The very first and important point here is about the Hamzatul Wasl that you skip here. Yes? وَمِنَ. Yes? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. Actually, there is one rule that إِلْتِقَاءُ السَّاكِنَيْنِ. Okay? Or two letters, two sakin letters meeting together. مِن. It doesn't have a fatha. Noon doesn't have a fatha. Okay? So then annas starts with hamzatul wasl. Actually with lam, okay? And because lam is sakin, we have hamzatul wasl. You know the rules. Now lam is as well sakin. The next letter, okay? Which is a sun letter. Noon, okay? The first noon here. Because we join it, okay? So there is one sakin noon. So sakin here. And the next noon, min. Sakin there. Al-qaw sakinatain, okay? So there are many rules. We should put a fatha on the top, okay? With min, with the letter, the word min. We put a fatha on noon and we read it, okay? Wa minan nasi, not min an nasi, no. Wa minan nasi. Noon is actually sakin here, but we have a fatha because of the rule, okay? Wa minan nasi. So hamzatul wasl is skipped here. You see it? So, but noon has a tashdeed, so you have to produce a ghunna sound with your nose, a nasal sound. How do you do it, Hussein?
Like this
sound with your nose, okay? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, right? Sound, nasal sound. مَن يَشْرِي Nun Sakin plus Ya, there was a rule. Huh? What's the rule for what? Mayyash Idgham. Yeah, literally Idgham, yes. So, what does Idgham say for what?
Merge
the sounds, yes. Noon is merged into Ya and it changes to Ya sound. May. Also, it has a nasal sound, right, Hassan?
A
Ghunna sound. May. Wa minan nasi may. This sound, nasal sound. May yashri nafsahu bitigwa. Nafsahu. Then we have ibtigwa. Yes, ibtigwa. But Hamzatul Wasl here, if you skip, if you join the previous word with the word ibtigha, Hamzatul Wasl is skipped here, yes? You skip Hamzatul Wasl, right?
Yes.
Nafsahu ibtigha. Then ba is sakin, produce an echoing sound.
Qalqala. Yes.
Nafsahu ibtigha. Read it for what? Nafsahu ibtigha. Go on.
Nafsahu ibtigha.
You should produce an echoing sound, okay? Try it again.
نَفْسَهُ بَتِغَى
أحسن نَفْسَهُ بَتِغَى Then, mad is wajib here. تغو six counts. Because Hamza and mad letter, both are in the same word. تغو أَمَرَضَاتِ اللَّهِ قَالَى tells you that it's better to
stop.
Then, you read the next ayah. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ تَنْوِين plus ba. What rule was applied?
Tanwin plus
Iqlab. Ra'ufun bil ibad. Right? Ra'ufun bil ibad. So that's this ayah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu. Again, amanu. Waw mad plus Hamzatul Wasl. When you have Hamzatul Wasl, before Hamzatul Wasl, you have harful mad. So you skip harful mad. Yes? You skip Hamzatul Wasl, you skip harful mad also. Udukhu amanud. Do not say amanud khulu. No. No longer vowel, okay? Amanud khulu. Qalqala also. Dal. Qalqala. Udukhulu. Fissilmi kaffah. This is maddul lazim. That you have to stretch it for six counts. Kaffah. Like waladdallin. Right? Kaffataw. Tanween plus waw, idgham, kafataw, wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. Jim tells you for what? Huh?
Jais. Either stop or continue.
Yeah, either stop or continue, both are the same, no problem. Innahu. Do you see that baby waw, Hassan?
Yes.
It tells you stretch it for two counts. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Adu, right? Tanween plus meem. Aduwwun mubin idgham. So simply, the very, very important rules of tajweed in these two verses, alhamdulillah, we mentioned. Please practice them. And explanation, tafsir, you have to refer to the tafsir book because tafsir, it's not very short, okay? There are a lot of points you can learn. Okay, so thank you so much, Hassan Hussein, Fawad. If you have any questions.
No
questions. So see you inshallah in the coming sessions, okay? Brothers and sisters who have been listening to us, thank you so much for being with us in this session. We'll see you inshallah. Stay with us every day. We are with you in IRIB English Radio with a Quranic session. Stay with us. Let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network, Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein. And see you inshallah in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajat.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, Ya Ilahi wa Sayyidi wa Mawlaya wa Malik Arqi, Ya Man Biyadihi Nasiyati, Ya Ali Man Bidhurri wa Maskanati, Ya Khabiran Bifakri wa Faqati.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have reached this excerpt of the divine Kumail supplication. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Ya Ilahi wa Sayyidi wa Mawlai. My Allah, my Master and my Protector. Wa Malik Riqqi, O owner of my bondage. Ya man biyadihi nasiyati, O he in whose hand is my forelock. Ya aliman bidhurri wa maskanati, O he who knows my affliction and my misery. Ya khabiran bifaqri wa faqati, O he who is aware of my poverty and indigence. Some of the righteous and favorite servants of the Almighty Allah believe that the holy word Rabb, my Lord or Lord, is Allah's exalted or chief name. In Arabic, it means an owner who trains his creatures wisely. He trains them out of mercy. I mean, he really cares about them. They also believe that by referring to this name, one can get subjected to Allah's mercy, get his problems solved, surpass his challenges, and get his sins forgiven. Maybe the reason why all the prophets and imams, alayhi salam, have resorted to this name in their prayers and at times of difficulty was because the fact that they knew it to be Allah's exalted name, the chief name of the Almighty Allah. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab. Adam and Eve, when repenting, they stated, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, our Lord, we have been unjust to ourselves. They started the repentance of themselves by this word, Rabbana. They called out their Lord by this word, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, O Lord, we have been unjust to ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and if thou forgive us not and have not mercy on us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, we shall certainly be of the losers.
God, my Lord. King, O Master of my freedom, O you who holds my destiny and who is aware of my suffering and poverty. O he who knows my destitution and starvation.
Thank you, Allah.
Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So some, as we said, some of the favorite servants of Allah believe that this Rabb is the chief name, the exalted name of the Almighty Allah. And it could be for this reason that most of the supplications that we have, they ask the Almighty Allah for forgiveness, are started with this word, Rabbana, Rabbi, and others. After 950 years of preaching the disbelievers, but receiving only disappointment in return, Prophet Noah, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, stated, Rabbi la tadhar ala al-ardi min al-kafirina dayyar. My Lord, leave not upon the land any dweller from among the unbelievers. This is the case with Prophet Abraham. When he asked his Lord to give him wisdom, what did he say? Prophet Abraham said in his prayers, Rabbi, habli hukman wa alhiqni bis salihin. My Lord, grant me wisdom and join me with the righteous. Prophet Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, as well, when he was in need, truly, he said, Rabbi, inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. My Lord, surely I stand in need of whatever good thou sent down to me. And even more, Prophet Solomon, in his prayer, prayed for forgiveness of his sins. He asked for a unique kingdom. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. My Lord, forgive me, grant me a kingdom which is not fit for being inherited by anyone after me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Prophet Zakariya, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَآلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, he said, when asking for a child, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا. My Lord, leave me not alone. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And thou art the best of the inheritors. So it could be one of the reasons why the prophets, the infallibles, and why the righteous servants of the Almighty Allah started repentance, started asking and supplicating to their lords by this word, Rabbi. And this is really important to take into consideration when we try to supplicate to the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Guide me all the way to your Jannah, yeah, Allah.
let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
You're welcome. Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we want to talk about, we can say, the concept of sihr. We can say that is magic and sorcery according to Islam. And the text of the Holy Quran. How does the text of the Holy Quran and the religion of Islam tackle the issue of magic and sorcery? How does the text of the Holy Quran refer to these two concepts?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. About the concept of magic and sorcery, you know that if you look at the verses of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some verses explain this issue. For example, in some verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that فَإِذَا هِبَالُهُمْ وَعِسِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. In that time, his robes and staffs appeared to him to have some movement. Actually, this was talking about the time of the Prophet Moses. And you know that there was, in that time, there was a lot of magicians.
Yes.
Supporting the king of Pharaoh.
Yes.
And they have some kind of, you know, magic activities in the before Prophet Moses. Of course, I do not want to go to the detail of that story. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, describing their magic, he said that يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. It appeared to him that it has some movement. And beside that, behind that, it does not have any, behind that, it didn't have any reality.
Yes.
Some other